This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, kids, it's Friday. Okay, that's the good news. The good news is that it is Friday. It feels like this has been the longest week ever. And just feels like it took forever because we had so many different little things going on. You know, you're coming off the heels of the Guardians from last week, and then all of a sudden your team is in London. And the next thing you know, the guy that was their quarterback isn't their quarterback. Then the guy that isn't their quarterback again gets traded to Cincinnati. And then you get folks that are like trying to figure out who's the number two. Well, guess what? Today we may have some clarity on that around 1 o'clock, a little bit after one. Kevin Stefanski has his press conference. Lock it in. I know everyone's curious. They all want to know what he's going to do, what he's going to say. I've listened to the national media rant for the last week about Shedeur Sanders, and I'm like, man, that's just such an easy thing to hop out there and start getting clicks on when you don't really kind of look at the whole situation. And I don't know, maybe they are 100% right, and what we're seeing here might be a little bit off or skewed. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I do know our team only has one win, and now they're going to Pittsburgh where they rarely ever win. And I think that's the bottom line, is that at some point during this week, which feels like the longest week ever, you must turn the page to say, uh-oh, what are we going to see on Sunday against the Steelers? Jeff is off today. Meredith Kane is with us as well. Dan Menigan is sitting in for Jeff. Dan, how are you?
I'm well, and you're right. This is a well-earned Friday.
It is this was a long week.
This was a long week. Good golly, was this a long week. It just, everybody just yelling at each other. No one really, you know, trying to figure out what anyone else is saying. And yesterday did me in. I'm not going to lie.
You walked out of here, you were very depressed. It carried over into our morning meeting, which is just me and you because Jeff isn't here today. So
right.
And I can feel it. I can feel your sadness or your inquisitiveness or your pondering of what this franchise and team is all about. As you do that for one more second, I want to let everybody know Brian Anderson is going to join us at 11:20. Charles Robinson at high noon. Tim May at 12:40. Buckeyes big game against Illinois tomorrow.
That's going to be a biggie.
But again, the lock-in moment of the show is going to be about 1:10. Kevin Stefanski explaining to us the quarterback situation.
So, yeah, and it's going to be awesome. Charles Robinson also has a piece out on Yahoo right now about a trade deadline primer. David Njoku's name shows up on it. We'll see where all this does. We'll get Charles's pulse of the league at noon. And it's always good to catch up with BA and then Tim May, of course, as well, as you laid out oh so well. But I left yesterday, and I've seen it today, too. And all of our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. And this kind of what started to do me in. is Oh My Darla sends us this because, you know, Fearless Leader takes these social media clips. He puts them out there. They put the long clip on YouTube of this as well.
Did you say Oh My Darling? What did you just say?
Oh My Darla.
Oh My Darla.
That is the Twitter handle that has sent us this message.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Like, at first I was like, Oh My Darla. Okay. I don't know.
Going to go.
That's old school.
Yeah, going to go Huckleberry Hound at me?
I don't know. That's what it felt like.
So anyway, off of us on Shedeur Sanders saying, guys, we're all pulling in the same direction. They want this kid to succeed. They want this kid to be good. You know, they're slow playing him and people getting angry that he's not on the field and angry at the fact that he's not the number two quarterback and all that kind of stuff. And we said that yesterday, and I still believe that thought. But this is the stuff that was doing me in. Here's this quote here, and this is all over the place, saying, this is gaslighting. Many of us have watched this kid play since high school. Not allowing him meaningful reps isn't developing him. And so that's the kind of stuff that's making my head hurt because, A, you don't know that. He could be having a boatload of meaningful reps.
Mm-hmm.
Could be at the end of practice. The media is only allowed to see, what, 20% of practice?
Stretching? That's real exciting.
Yeah. So for all we know, that could be the case. Now, some of that is also the Cleveland Browns and the fact that they believe behind them is Area 51 and that they cannot go any deeper on what is being told because you might find out what's behind the curtain. So that's also on them. If they were a little more transparent, would it help this? And so I was annoyed. I was beaten down. I'm exhausted of being said that we're gaslighting. I'm not gaslighting anyone. I've never changed how I thought, which was I did not think Shedeur Sanders was a first-round quarterback. I was interested to see what he would look like. I thought he needed time to develop. And so to calm down after yesterday, I usually go to YouTube and throw a whole bunch of, whether it's show clips of miscellaneous shows that I always like to watch. And the clip that they brought up was Ted Lasso, the dart scene.
Okay, yeah.
For those of you who don't remember.
Yeah, I remember.
If you have not seen it, you should. Ted Lasso is outstanding. It's a great watch. It's a half hour, 10 episodes, a pop. I think, three seasons, you're in and out. It's a wonderful watch.
And there's a new one coming out.
Yeah. But it's this wonderful scene where Ted Lasso is playing darts, and he brings up the quote by Walt Whitman of be curious, not judgmental.
Isn't that where he's playing? Isn't he playing against the other owner?
Right. He's okay, playing against Rebecca's husband.
Yeah, ex-husband. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, her ex-husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Be curious, not judgmental. And I think part of my frustration is the fact that I have lost the way of being curious and not judgmental. And so,
well, stop. What are you being judgmental on?
People are calling up and screaming at us perpetually about how Shedeur Sanders is being treated poorly.
Okay.
And people are losing their minds over the fact that this kid hasn't had the opportunities that they believe that he should have.
Okay.
And we've sat back here and said, well, it's because he's a fifth round pick. They want to bring him along slowly. We've seen Jason Lloyd print stuff before his latest piece saying that they should move on to him, saying, hey, bring him along slowly. You've heard that from every single beat reporter. Mary Kay Cabot came out on the morning show yesterday saying he showed a leak accuracy, but they want to bring him along slowly. People don't want to hear that. They're getting mad.
Wait a minute.
Me to get mad.
If you have a player with elite accuracy, why wouldn't you put him on the field? Forget about his name. If you have a player with elite accuracy, just think about that. Why would he not be playing in the NFL?
So part of the things that you would look for in that, and again, I went back and I watched tape on Shedeur after seeing the dart scene. I, of course, finished the dart scene. It's outstanding.
Oh, of course. You got
barbecue sauce, and then he hits it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so then I went back and watched film and looked at the notes that I had of Shedeur Sanders, because when we were in this quarterback situation of having the number two overall pick, I took notes on everybody. Because I wanted to have a hard copy that I could look to anytime we had to talk about these guys.
Okay.
And so I went back and looked at those, and I went back and watched footage, and it kind of backed up what I had seen in the past, which was I could see the accuracy that people are talking about, but a lot of that accuracy was outside of the pocket, kind of in free plays and all that stuff. He threw close to 22-23% of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage as well, which helps inflate those numbers of being insanely accurate. You know, it's easier to complete a screen pass, easier to complete a swing pass than it is to complete a pass that's 10 yards down the field.
Right.
He also threw the ball 10 yards down the field really well.
Yeah, I've seen him throw the ball a long way really well.
Correct.
I've seen all of that, yeah.
Correct. And so that was always the other thing that did me in with this, is they said, well, the accuracy, you know, is the highest, he's the most accurate passer in college football history. And I always go, yeah, but you dig into the numbers and you realize how many of those are screen passes and swing passes.
Well, you still got to complete them.
And you still got to complete them.
Yeah.
100% yes.
Yeah.
But I felt like a little context would be necessary.
Okay.
Like in everything in life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a black and white thing, not a black and white evaluation in every single aspect. There's context that comes with everything in life.
Okay.
And I came back thinking the same thing I did before, which was a guy that, okay, I can see it. I understand what they're saying. I would not have taken him in the first round. I don't think he's an immediate starter in the NFL. I don't like the way he bails out of the back of the pocket. He doesn't have the speed to be able to play the way that he wants to play. He's awesome when he's out of structure. He doesn't play a boatload in structure, but the accuracy is through the roof, and he is throwing to three really high-end pass catchers in college football, which
all right.
is good. By the way, that's great. There's nothing wrong
I don't
with
think
all
you
of
can
those things.
Fault him for having good wide receivers.
I
find
no
that
fault.
Hysterical. When I hear that, you know, that's the Baker Mayfield argument, too. Oh, look at the guys he has to throw to. Well, a bunch of those guys are injured now, and Emeka Buka looks really, really good in Tampa. And I hear the same argument there, too, but you still got to get him the ball.
Correct.
It doesn't matter who it is. Again, rip the name off the back of the jersey. Okay?
Correct.
The only thing that, and I'm just going to chime in here for a second.
No, please do.
The thing about Sanders, the only thing, so I like before we came out here today, because I knew we were going to have this conversation, is I'm going to go watch a little bit more film on it. I'm going to go watch, right? And I want to see this.
It's great to refresh your brain on this stuff.
And I want to remember what he looked like in college. And I looked at a reel, a highlight reel, because I knew it was going to be highlights. And you watch the highlight reel, you're like, man, this guy looks good. The only nitpicky thing I had about the highlight reel, again, you're taking his best plays, is he tend to have a little bit of happy feet. That was the only thing that I noticed. That I was just like, okay, I see. But that shouldn't be that should be correctable at the NFL level. If the coaches are as good as they are,
correct.
And a guy's got a little bit of happy feet, I'm not talking about a lot of happy feet, a little bit of happy feet, that you should be able to have a quarterback coach or a head coach or some coach that can kind of figure out a way that they can pace themselves in a different method or just thinking of how they approach the game so they don't have happy feet. But, I mean, when you look at the best of his plays from college, that was the only thing I was like, oh, man, these are some really nice passes. He thread the needle on this one.
Again, I hit him in stride in this one.
I wasn't
this
looking
guy
at
was
his
wide open. He yeah. led him to the big part of the field.
I wasn't looking at his worst plays. I was looking at his best plays. And
absolutely.
I did it for as a refresher to come out here today. Just trying to remember back and watching some of these games at Colorado. Look, I think he put that team on the map. I think his dad put that team on the map.
Right. And so I come today trying to be curious and not judgmental. I want to hear from the people who are saying that the Browns are misevaluating Shedeur Sanders and why they're misevaluating Shedeur Sanders.
Because do you think
I
the Browns
want
have
to be curious?
Do the Browns have him correctly evaluated? That's what I'm asking you. Do you think they have?
Right now, I believe that they do, but I am willing to be swayed. I want to listen to what you have to say to convince me otherwise. I might ask questions back. They're not going to be rude. They're not going to come from a place of harm. They're going to come from a place of pure curiosity, because I want to know if I am missing something. Because I'm starting to feel like I'm missing something. I've read a bunch. I went back and read Dane Brugler's scouting report on him. Mm-hmm. Came back and said the same exact thing. I've grabbed Derek Claussen's. He's joined us before, quarterback evaluator. He's done stuff for the Athletic, Bleacher Report, all that stuff. Does a great job breaking down quarterbacks. What he had to say on Shedeur Sanders as well. And I got a ton of numbers in that stuff that I'll have for you in next segment that he had that I thought were really interesting. That helped to back up the idea that I think the Browns are treating this correctly in the way that they should. But I've been wrong before. And so I'm coming curious, not judgmental.
I'm with you on this, too. Like I've said all along, to me, it doesn't, I don't care who the quarterback is. I just want them to win. And I saw enough good things about Shedeur Sanders. I've always questioned, like, why did every team skip him in the draft? Why? The hard part is folks are saying that if the Browns are not handling him the right way, they were the team that actually went out and got him.
Correct.
And so, every other team passed on him.
But correct.
At least four times.
And
teams, every team in the NFL passed on him.
And
did you not like his attitude? Is that what it was? I just can't imagine not liking a guy's attitude is going to cost him four rounds. There are plenty of guys with bad attitudes that have been drafted in the first and second round. I just... And I could see, you know, first impressions mean a lot, whether it's football or anything else. It's just one of those situations where I'm also trying to figure this thing out.
Right.
I am not going to be mad, though, when Shedeur Sanders steps out there and takes the field.
Nor will I.
I want to see it. Would I have drafted Gabriel in the third round? No. I watched him. I'll be a victim of it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I watched him twice against Ohio State.
Exactly.
Everybody gets mad at me. Call me Homer. I thought Will Howard looked better than him, especially the second time.
Yeah.
He did.
Won the game.
And I sit here and I listen to you guys. You know what, Oliver, Will Howard. Meanwhile, that guy did have the greatest run in college football history to get to a national championship. All right, let's talk more about this. We'll come back. You want to be curious and not judgmental.
Right.
That's what it is.
Call,
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Or on social media at CLE Talking Heads. Help Dan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What a show. A lot of cool stuff coming up today. Of course, it all ends with quick predicts, although I don't know if Kevin Stefanski says something earth-shattering. Quick predicts may have to bite the bullet this week because Kevin is at 110. Tim May will join us at 1240. We're going to talk about Ohio State and Illinois, another key game in the Big Ten for Ohio State. Plus, we've got some other ones. Indiana, Oregon is a big one, so we'll talk to Tim about that. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, inside coverage on YouTube with Andrew Siciliano, joins us at high noon. He seems to know all the ins and outs about what's going on. He's got a good handle of what's going on here in Cleveland especially. And then our good friend Brian Anderson joins us at 11:20. You know, he played for the Indians. He's from Geneva. And, of course, he does a fantastic job on the Rays down in Tampa Bay as their color analyst. He's outstanding. He's great. So he's going to join us at 11:20. In fact, I think he is one of the original friends of the show. We came out today and we're just asking this question. And I got to be honest with you, I'm tired of arguing about it. And I'd love to have a kind of a deep philosophical debate about it. And so that's why I thought when Dan brought this up this morning, I'm like, this is a really good subject to kind of talk about. Because, and by the way, I haven't seen one phone call yet. That's the interesting thing about it. Shedeur Sanders fans are ecstatic about Shedeur. They want to see him play. Hmm? They want him. It's over the top. There is some Johnny Manziel. I'm not saying not from the athletic ability, because I think Shedeur is a way better quarterback than and a more dedicated quarterback. Correct. And a guy that actually wants to play football in Shedeur Sanders compared to Johnny Manziel. I just Manziel continues to frustrate me in years after even playing here. What a waste that was. Although the one thing Manziel was relevant. He made the Browns relevant. Everyone wanted to talk about Johnny Manziel. They wanted to talk about Johnny Football. They didn't care what he was doing on the, you know, and then he shows up in Vegas with him saying, I'm on my money phone. Just all that garbage, man. And that, look, if you like that, that's cool, man. I'm fine with it. And you know, we're not really going to talk about sports. I can be honest with you, because I just don't want to walk down that road. You know, Shedeur's got a lot of stuff going on around him. His dad is one of the best players to ever play the game. And there are a lot of folks that want to see Shedeur play. I'm one of them. I want to see him get out on the field. You know, but the team that I follow decided that there was a quarterback from Oregon named Gabriel that they wanted to see first. So they drafted him in the third round. In fact, they picked up two other quarterbacks before they even thought about taking these two guys in. And by the way, you've got another veteran quarterback who's sitting off on the side in Deshaun Watson. You all know the story. And I think that's why we're kind of exhausted. And we're tired. So when Dan brought this up this morning, just the whole notion of be curious, not judgmental on Shedeur Sanders, why do you think the Browns are stifling him? Is that not the right word that you're looking for? If you think the Browns are doing him wrong, tell me why. I will tell you, I think they kind of did him wrong in the beginning of the week. If he's your number two quarterback, right?
Or number three, you should say.
No, well, if he's your number two quarterback now because you traded Joe Flacco, and the next guy up should be Shedeur Sanders, and if they think he's good, there shouldn't be any hesitation whether he's a rookie. Unfortunately, rookies get put in this spot all the time.
Correct.
There just shouldn't be any hesitation that you're going to take Bailey Zappe over him as the backup quarterback. Yet all three of us sat in here going, you know what, I bet they go with Bailey Zappe this week. And to me, hearing the line, he needs a week to ramp up. Well, we knew they traded Joe on Tuesday. There's a whole week to ramp him up and get him second team reps.
Correct.
Like, why, if he's not going to be the number two quarterback this year, then why do they draft him in the first place? I'm not even asking for him to start. I just want them to believe in I want them to believe in themselves. You believed that when you set up the scenario for your quarterbacks, that Sanders was the next guy in line. So whether he's inexperienced in the game or experience, this is the mess you made. Live by it. If Sanders has to be the next one up and you want him to be the next one up, then why did you draft him? Like, I just he's number two. That's the way the lineup has been all year. Who jumps a practice squad quarterback over a guy that you have listed as number three that probably should move up to number two? And look, I mean, he may epically fail when he goes out there. He may be tremendous when he goes out there. But to me, it's a mixed emotion it's just mixed emotions for the Browns. You said to me before, he's your emergency quarterback. That would make him next in line if you're pushing guys up the ladder. That's the hard part. You believed in him enough to draft him. I understand you want to give him time to mature and become a better quarterback. I'm a big fan. I would love to hear coaches come out right away with a number one overall pick who's a quarterback and go, he's sitting for the whole year. Right. You know what that would make me? Green Bay.
Who doesn't
but
have
we
an
don't
owner.
Do that. We don't do it. We're not going to do it. So the problem I'm having with Sanders is this is what they laid out for us, and now they don't believe in what they're doing. Well, and that causes even more consternation. I don't know if that's the right word. It's confusing.
Correct. It's a lack of communication. Like, I am okay if they came out, and I believe they did this, or at least in the Ian Rappaport piece. So that's where we're getting it from, is the Ian Rappaport piece that came out on Saturday, where he said, if they're going to bring Shedeur Sanders in, they want to give him a full week of preparation, and they want to build a game plan for Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, so you and I had this conversation with Jeff in the beginning. So what if you miss Monday? Isn't Monday mostly film anyway that you're looking ahead? You're looking back at what happened the day before, and you're probably looking ahead to what you need to do against Pittsburgh.
So let me say one thing, and I'll come back to what you said there.
Okay.
So they want to give him a full week, which means they want to tailor an offense that best fits the skill set of Shedeur Sanders. Or at least that's how I'm understanding it. Again, I'm curious. I'm not judgmental. Okay?
They put themselves in a spot by trading Joe Flacco.
Correct. So then the Monday part of this, yeah, they're reviewing film. They're looking at stuff. I don't know. I'm not in an NFL locker room. I've never been in an NFL. Well, I've been in an NFL locker room, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But I've never been there for film sessions or installation or anything like that. I never played in the league. I don't know. So maybe they're starting implementing the offense for the week on Monday. Maybe they're not. I have no idea, Andy. I have no idea. So I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth to think that I know what I don't know.
All right. Before I take phone calls here, because we have a ton of them.
Yeah.
I want you to set the stage one more time for the tone that we're talking about when we have these phone calls. Because I'm tired of the just saying Shedeur should be number two or number one. Just have a reason. And I'll listen to anything.
As I said,
the reason could be is I don't know you. His jersey fits good. Okay, all right. Well, that's at least it's a reason.
I am tired of everybody screaming at each other. I am tired of being accused of gaslighting. I am tired of being called a liar. I have been tired of anything race based. I'm tired of all of it. I just want to be curious and not judgmental as to why. What my eyes have told me in the past and what have told me now are incorrect and what I'm missing.
All right, I'm curious. All right, let's jump into the pool.
And if I ask you a question, it's not out of rudeness. It's pure curiosity.
216-474-0092. Let's start with Chuck in Geneva. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
So I got a take that nobody really has thought about, and it comes to Kevin Stefanski. Okay. Now, Kevin Stefanski likes having guys that system quarterbacks. He doesn't like playmakers. You know, a playmaker will take your system and sometimes go with the ball where it's supposed to go instead of where you want to go the ball go. That's the type of player that Shedeur is. I mean, when he was in college, he had no line or running game, and he was told, hey, go out there and win us a game.
Yeah.
And that's what he was forced to do. So when you see a lot of the holding on to the ball, well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying to win us the game damn near with every throw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about it. So I think a playmaker quarterback in Kevin Stefanski would never work out. As you can see over his career, he got guys he can hold his hand and say, hey, you go here with the ball. And that's my take on that.
Huh. All right.
It's an interesting point, Chuck.
Do you think that works in the NFL?
It does work.
Yeah.
Because why do you think you see Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, you guys arguing with their quarterback, with their coach from time to time? But I'm going to go out here and win us a game. You can't have a system quarterback in this league. You know, these defenses are too fast. Look at us, Myles Garrett. I mean, when you play the Browns, there's no way we shouldn't be winning when you can't even get 3 seconds to throw the ball.
That's a good point.
Why we got to take advantage of it.
Just a question back on it, Chuck. If you've looked at Josh Allen and how they end up playing in Buffalo and that stuff, Josh Allen plays with inside of a structure. How come?
I'll buy you more on the. I think Mahomes became Mahomes, but exactly what Chuck said.
Right, Mahomes became Mahomes because he was playing out of structure. He's become more in structure and started winning a little bit more.
No,
Super Bowls.
I think he became. I mean, I think Chuck's right. Early on, he was not within structure.
You're 100% right.
Yeah,
exactly how Shedeur is, and with a good coach, he's going to bring the best out of your system.
Evolve him into. Okay, now I'm trying to get what you're saying, Chuck.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, man.
Let's go Jay in Cleveland. Hey, Jay.
How are you, Jay?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
For how many years have we complained that we've sent in these guys out too soon, too early?
Yeah.
It's like a lose-lose situation. We're trying to do what's best for the guy by not sending him out in week six of an NFL season, but people are complaining that he's not playing. So what is it? Do we want to send him out there too early before he's ready, or do we just want to see the guy play just to see him play and then say, well, why is he playing? It's too early.
Yeah, so, Jay, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I think the Browns put themselves in this position by trading their two veteran quarterbacks. Like, if you really wanted him to stay in that position, why did you just trade Joe Flacco? Why did you trade Pickett before the season even started? If you wanted to develop these guys, why would you get rid of your veterans? That's the problem I'm having with that. Because they have forced him into this spot now, too.
It's not fair to him. I think we all agreed from the get-go to let him grow and learn as a quarterback in the NFL. Setting him up to succeed is not putting him in week 7 against the Steelers. That's not a recipe for a win.
Yeah, but they put themselves – thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jay.
If we believe that, and I believe that too, by maybe perhaps throwing a rookie in week 7 if you don't think he's ready, that's fine. But you literally were taking bricks out from underneath our feet – and you were pushing guys out. You got rid of the two vets. You left yourself with the two rookies. Like, this is where you are. You set the scenario, and now the fans are sitting here going, huh? What are we doing? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan's in today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There you have it. Paramount Plus, my friends. Naked Gun on there, too. The new one. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. Was it good?
Did you watch? Unfortunately, I have this really bad habit of sitting down late at night and like starting movies, and the next thing I know, I see the credits. The beginning of the movie was pretty good. I can tell you that. I got to go back in and finish it. So, and then I'll go back in.
I wanted to see it. Everybody was saying that it was a good time. That it, you know, very much kept the ideals of the first one, of the being kind of silly.
Yeah. I mean, it's Frank Drebin's kid, you know?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome? I don't think...
You know, it's so easy to wreck some of those movies, you know, that you try to go back 20 years later, 30 years later, and remake it, and it's like, this isn't it. This isn't close to the magic.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to mess up. I mean, when you take a look at, you know, who's in the movie, and, I mean, Liam Neeson is Frank Drebin Jr. I mean, mm-hmm. Is it any better than that? Right? Like, he's perfect for that. Somebody who's played serious roles before as
right
in that role. Now, all of a sudden, they're still serious, but they're having fun with it. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the little bit that I said, I got to go back and watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
So. All right, speaking of going back, let's go back to what we've been talking about here. Again, Brian Anderson's going to join us at 11:20, Charles Robinson at noon, Tim May at 12:40. But the big one, and this is why you want to be locked in today, just after 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's going to speak. We should get, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not guaranteeing clarity at all.
Nope.
And he goes, we're going to go into the weekend. We're going to figure this thing out. We just got to figure out. What do you mean you got to figure it out? Like, can we stop like trying to hide the secret UFO files on everything? It's not.
Yeah.
It's football. At the end of the day, it's
Kevin,
football.
The Tesseract isn't back there.
Oh, it isn't? The Tesseract isn't?
Yeah, Kevin, Tesseract isn't back there.
I thought it was like somewhere on the west side. Doesn't right. NASA have a thing out there?
You don't have one of the Infinity Stones behind the curtain and you're addressing anybody. This is an Area 51. You're a football coach. Give a little bit of clarity and it will do you wonders.
Can you ever remember a time where this team didn't have drama? Self-inflicted drama?
I mean, there had to be like 3 months in the offseason at some point,
I don't
right?
know. When I was young, I don't think there
two
was...
2 months in the offseason.
Like the first drama I think I remember with the Browns when I was a kid was listening to Pete Franklin say, listen to this, Bernie Kosar is going to play for the Cleveland Browns. And he laid it out. Like, no one had ever heard of the expansion draft before. No one had ever thought about how did this, what do you mean? And we're all like, what do you mean? The guy's not old enough to come out. Look at this. He graduated early. What? Like, that was the first time there was kind of like that infectious drama when it comes to the Browns. And then they won. Like, then all of that energy was used by the hundreds of people across Northeast Ohio who would make up songs about the Browns. And you could listen. I remember when I first started on this station, when it was we were a top 40 station, and I got to fill in on Sunday nights every once in a while. And if it was ever a night where the Browns played, I would just play Brown songs for a half hour. And they were all just songs written by Clevelanders about the Browns.
Yeah.
We're so far away from those days.
Yep.
Now we're worried about the third string quarterback. Yep. Second string quarterback. Now we're worried about the third string quarterback. Again, lay out your scenario for the folks so that they can play along with what you're saying, because I'm intrigued by this whole topic. Okay. If you're over the top, and you know if you are or not, or you're so passionate about Shedeur Sanders, just lay it out for us. Lay it out for everybody without being, you don't have to be rude. You don't have to be like, just lay it out. Hey, you know what? This is why Shedeur Sanders should be starting. This is why there should be no doubt Shedeur Sanders should be the number two. This is why he still needs to be the emergency quarterback on Sunday.
This is why I'm baffled why he fell to the fifth round.
Why?
And I wonder if it just boils down to that. Like, again, I am coming in to use the Walt Whitman quote, which I grabbed from Ted Lasso. Be curious, not judgmental, okay? I'm so tired of all of us yelling at each other and getting nowhere. And then all of us, like, getting done listening to these shows or walking out of work or anything else like that, being truly exhausted. So I'm coming in to want to talk to all of the people who are head over heels for Shedeur Sanders and think that he has been wronged, and I want to know why. And I want to do it from a place of curiosity. I'm not doing it from a place of meanness. I just want to know what I am missing.
Let's go to Daryl in Solon. Hi, Daryl. Daryl, man, they got to clean up 91. Oh, my God. Traffic is so bad out there. I sat in that for like 20 minutes this morning. I'm like, this is insane. Just
construction hell?
Yeah, it's 91. They're trying to fix 91. Sometimes it's one way. Sometimes it's the other way. Next thing you know, you're driving through somebody's neighborhood. You're trying to figure out how to get back to 91. And, man, absolutely. 91. God bless those folks that are working on it. Godspeed as well, too, because it is causing all kinds of problems in the morning. Okay, sorry. That was my little soul and rant there.
Absolutely. No. I'm with you on that one. Okay. I'm with you on that one. So, first off, let me start by saying I'm not a Shedeur crazy, and I'm not a Shedeur naysayer. But I do think, first off, the Browns fumbled the ball in the very beginning. I think they sold us a lie at the beginning, like our veterans are going to start, and then we're going to bring our rookies along. And then you get rid of both veterans. So now they're in scramble mode. Secondly, Dan, I heard your argument of he throws a lot of yards, which is what the Sanders loyalists say, the best, most yards in
accuracy.
In college football.
He's dead accurate.
And accuracy, right. But then I hear people say, well, most of his yards, passes were behind the line of scrimmage. Kinda
27% like of his throws were behind the line of scrimmage, Daryl. 27%.
Yeah. So I first want to say that game plan kind of looked like the Dillon Gabriel London game to me, as far as, if you know, short passes. But I will say this. I watched maybe 80% of Colorado's football games with Shadur, and I'm a big fan of primetime, so I watched. And I will say this, and I know it might get some kickback, but he probably had the worst offensive line in football.
It is so true. There's no pushback there. Deion could not get that line together to save his soul. You're 100% right.
So you're either going to get rid of the ball quick, or you're going to call, you know, play action doesn't work because, again, no run game. So you're going to scramble and make things happen. That can be a plus, and it also can be a minus, because now it's being held against him when people say he can't stay in the pocket. Well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, he couldn't stay in the pocket, or he wouldn't finish the game. So, and as far as I want to see him, I will say this. If Dillon Gabriel was never drafted and it was just Shadur on the roster, I still didn't want to see him start. Let him sit. I was saying, hopefully we'll see him by the bye week, because we rush players out too fast.
No, that's true.
And they get murdered, and then they're lost forever.
Daryl, good stuff.
Appreciate it, Daryl.
Get out there. Let's go fix 91. Me and you together.
Goodbye. I'm on my way.
Everyone get a jackhammer. Let's get after it.
Let's go to Texas. Jeremy's in Fort Worth. Hi, Jeremy.
What's happening, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. We're just trying to get through this gigantic headache of a week that this has been, because trying to figure out everything. It's been a headache for both of
us. I'm curious, not judgmental.
Perfect. What you're doing with this setup is what I've been begging for all week long. What an intelligent approach to the callers and stuff. And so I'm the therapist that usually calls from Fort Worth.
Oh, good.
It's kind of like couples counseling after an infidelity. It's like, if they want to stay together, I have to tell them both, listen, you can stay in your part, you can stay married to the person, or you can leave, but you can't stay and punish this person. And what they're doing to Shadur, I think, is what is part of the problem, is that either they're, what it feels like is, it feels like they're either keeping us from seeing him really play so that he retains draft value in case he's a mess, or they don't want him to play and look outstanding because then they're going to have a bunch of heat on them. And I think that this is entirely a Browns problem, because they're not communicating. They've created a totally illogical situation, and the fans and the radio and the people who are relatively intelligent, we keep looking at this logically and getting in fights. It's just like couples counseling. It's an illogical situation because they can't communicate. They don't know what they're doing. And they can't develop people. And Shadur deserved to either not be drafted or to be drafted and developed. And I think that's the thing that's upsetting. All this could end if we just could see him play and put it to rest. And that's my problem.
Yeah. Jeremy, do you need our insurance card? I just want to make sure.
What's that?
Do you need our insurance card? I just want to make sure.
No. Okay, no, this is pro bono.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
We are very appreciative of that. But you're right. I wonder, Jeremy, how much of this does boil down to a lack of communication from the Cleveland Browns on this situation.
Just talking 100%. To the fans?
And just saying, hey, like, I know you're not able to see this stuff. I'm telling you, this is, and I know they're never going to lay it out if this is exactly what we are working with Shadur Sanders about. This is what he's not doing well. This is what he's doing great. And like, almost like a parent teacher conference type of thing, you know, like it almost would do wonders to just calm all this.
But see, that's the problem. See, I always tell people, if you can't make your point in 10 words, you can't make your point in 1,000 words. And when the Browns talk, they talk and they talk and they talk, and you're just more confused. They don't have a point that they can articulate. Like I said, they've created an illogical situation, and they gaslit everybody for responding with logic. So you've got all these well-meaning people, whether it's in radio, in media, and the fan base that calls in and is articulate, are going head-to-head against each other because, like I said, it's like marriage counseling. It's totally illogical, and we're all trying to look at it from logic. That's what we expect from the Browns, and they won't give it to us. And they're trying to play offense and defense at the same time because they want to keep Shadur under wraps and potentially retain trade value in case he's awful. If they play him and he looks awesome, then they have another huge Browns-type problem on their hands.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeremy. Good stuff. There we go. That was free. That was awesome.
I like that.
How often do we get free?
I like free.
We just don't get free. Let me take one more phone call here, and then We got to take a break here. Jeff in North Homestead, home of the Eagles. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Well,
listen, there's been some great calls this morning, and I got to go back to the first one that I heard, which was Chuck's. If I could see him in person, I would give him big ups right now, because I thought his point thought outside the box completely. You look at Shadur, and when have we seen a polarizing player of his stature come out since, I'd say, like Johnny Manziel? They're very similar in a lot of ways. Playmaking quarterbacks who don't follow the trend of read one, read two, read three, right? I think where the Browns are coming into a problem is they realize they have two young quarterbacks. They created this problem by getting rid of every veteran that we had with Joe and then Pickett. So at the end of the day, you know you've got two young 20-something quarterbacks. You're going to have to play them. There is no way that Shadur doesn't see the field at some point.
Right.
What I love about Chuck's point is Kevin is a very systematic type of coach, right?
Very
true.
That's
why he won't give up the dang play card and won't stop calling the plays, right? So he wants the offense to run his way. Shadur doesn't fit that build. And the guy, I think it was two callers ago that brought up the offensive line in Colorado. Same situation. Shadur has always been creating with his feet and looking to make a big splash play, right? Kevin doesn't like that. And I think where the biggest problem is, and I've said it from the beginning, the Browns do not want to look bad with taking Dylan in the third round and Shadur in the fifth, because Shadur's not your typical fifth round guy. His confidence level's through the roof. So you can say all you want, hey, we're going to bring him along, but Shadur's saying, I want to play. If the kid's going to fall on his face, he's going to fall on his face on his terms, right? He doesn't need it to be the Browns' terms. That's why everybody wants him to play and why we're sitting here arguing about this all the time. If he plays and he falls on his face, Browns look like they made the right decision holding him out. If he plays and he balls out, then they're going to have another problem on their hands, like the last caller said, and we're back to square one going, oh, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And then with Deshaun looming in the background, it's just so silly. Like, we've created our own insanity at this point.
Jeff, I agree. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It,
it does feel that way, doesn't it? All right, we'll roll on with this conversation. I got to ask you something else. I mean, does anyone remember that we're actually playing the Steelers this week? And does that mean something? I don't even feel like it means anything at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.